T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Yep. Like that. Old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned.
Yep. It's like you're a doctor or something.
Who here had a pager?
I did.
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't.
Wait, what, were you a drug dealer or something? Yeah. What did you need a pager
for?
No,
this is before cell phones, right?
Yeah.
And that's how we communicated.
Yep. Yeah. Christina had one, too.
My sister did, too.
And they used to be able to figure out how to write words with it so they could send stuff to each other.
Oh, the original texting machine.
Uh-huh. It was only numbers, and you could, you know, there's a whole alphabet that was coded.
Amazing.
Around it.
We learned a whole new language. And then pagers went away.
That's right.
Useless information.
Yeah, I guess so.
Page. 11 times a day we do this, try and get somebody $1,000. It's good. It's good. I like the money contest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like straightforward. You do this, we'll give you money.
And everybody likes it.
Sure. Everybody. Who doesn't want to win $1,000? And then... we need, so it's a national contest, but we want local winners. So please enter and, you know, let us congratulate you on the air. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Celebrity Trash brought to you by, the Johnny Mosley Pod. Check out Olympic gold medalist Johnny Mosley's podcast on the Odyssey app. There's a new episode every Wednesday. Subscribe on the Odyssey app. We're taping it today. That guy's full of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
He's Johnny the whole time. What a personality. Mm-hmm. Love me a little Johnny. I have my shorts on, too. I'm gonna let him check out my legs. I'll be all like, oh, look at my knees, Johnny.
Whoa.
Oh, Johnny, do you like that, Johnny, huh?
Look
He'll
at
be like,
you,
no, old lady.
You little sex
pot. I'm sweating to death. Sweating to death over here. It's like
Sheesh.
Human.
Sheesh.
I know. Little sex pot. That's me. People are always saying that about me.
Lucky.
Avril Lavigne, she posted her very first TikTok video.
Oh,
she's joined. She already has 849,000 followers. Because of course she does.
Right.
You
she's,
guys.
She's pretty good.
You remember, it was a month ago or so.
At least.
She had built a little skate ramp in her back, a little mini half pipe in her backyard.
Oh, it was the green one. And everyone was saying it's because they're going to put a green screen behind her, right?
I guess. It clearly is somewhere. If it's not at her house, it's somewhere she goes all the time. Because it's featured in this video as well. This is her first TikTok video. I'm just going to let you watch it, and you can react when you see who the original skater boy is.
Oh, it's Tony.
Tony Hawk. By the way, this little skate park that she's got in her backyard is just too small for him. Like, he just looks too big for it.
Well,
in general.
It's a little kid. It's like a mini half pipe, but
yeah,
it's cool.
It's
any kid would want that. Well, I can't say that. A lot of kids would go, ow, I'm hurt. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
just skinned my elbow.
You know what's funny is when I was a little boy, I would go to the Del Mar Skate Ranch, which was the skate park near, one of the skate parks near my house, and that's where Tony Hawk was a little boy and the best skateboarder of all times. And I still see that little kid, him as a little skinny kid.
Yep.
When I see him as a now 50-year-old man, it's
how much older than you was he?
I think him and I are probably very
right
close in
age.
He was just the
but
best skateboarder,
the cool
and I was just a dude. That's all.
So he had it early.
He's 53.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So yeah, we're
yeah,
about
you guys
the same
are right
age.
About the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you cold?
Are you cold?
Now I'm cold. I'm freezing.
Oh my God!
I'm freezing.
Maybe
just don't worry about it. You have no one can tell. You don't mention it.
One minute you're showing us your knees, and the next minute you're covering in a blanket.
I gotta turn the fan off. Hold on.
All right.
But it's like she wasn't even covering herself. She was just laying it on her.
I just got cold. Shut up. It's not a hot flash. I just got, you know, it's. I'm having a hard time temperature regulating. Don't worry about it. No one can tell. If you guys didn't say anything about it, no one would even know. They're not watching the Zoom. Anyway, the original skater boy turns out it's Tony Hawk, and that's how she posted her first. They must be friends, because there he is at her house. I believe that thing's at her house.
Oh, okay.
So Avril Lavigne, you know, look, early on, she was an early adopter. She was singing songs about skater boys. So she's, is she cool with the skaters? The skater boys probably didn't really like that song.
Yeah, she wasn't in my age bracket, I guess. I know she was all the little girls at the mall, you know, if you're of a certain age, look just like Avril.
Yep.
But right. No, I don't think skateboarders listen to her.
She was really young when she, I mean, in her teens when she started to really happen, because she's only 36 now, which is sort of, it's hard to believe. I feel like she's been around for so long. How can she only be 36?
But growing up, skateboarding was, or sorry, music was very much a part of skateboarding, and the bands, the punk rock bands that we listened to, embraced skateboarding, and so they went together. But no, Avril wouldn't have been on that program at all,
right? Unless one of the skater boys was dating her.
I don't know.
Tonight on Netflix, I wanted to give you a heads. I actually sort of had this story sitting in my pile for a while that I've been meaning, because I know this is like right up your alley. There's something called This Is Pop that's debuting on Netflix tonight. It's a docuseries that covers the impact of pop music, everything from boy bands to music festivals to auto-tune. So today's the day, and they've sort of rolled out kind of the info on it. They're basically saying it's interviews with artists from all different genres, everyone from Shania Twain to T-Pain. And it's going to highlight significant moments in pop music that impacted culture at large. So there's 8 episodes. They all premiered, I guess, you know, today's the 22nd, so they're probably already on your Netflix. It's not like they're at 5 o'clock tonight.
It's like the first thing, you know, how they have a preview of something on the main screen.
Yes.
It's that This Is Pop. Yeah. And it's Nick Lachey and T-Pain. Hosier,
Nick Lachey's back. So it's sort of like moments in pop history, but it looks really interesting. Like the trailer for it was great. It's each episode is directed by someone different and focuses sort of on a different aspect of it. They say we started with the question, "What is pop?" and found answers we didn't expect. It's more than the charts or what floats out of a car radio. It's a perfect time capsule of how people were living as it was made and how they danced, loved, and cried as it was heard. Mm. So it sounds, you know, for a music fan, it's probably a pretty cool deep dive.
The first episode is Boyz II Men.
I was just going to tell you that, Brent.
It's my jam.
You'll definitely be watching that. So they had their moment. But there's like, you know, on the little thing, it's got Men at Work, Chuck D., Linda Perry, Blur, and so it's gonna be tons of different genres and just what was like happening at that moment.
Okay, well, Public Enemy had Chuck D and Public Enemy had a moment, and I was there for it. I absolutely went and saw them live. They were filling arenas at one point. I saw them in San Diego at an arena, giant sold out.
Yeah, I thought this
show
would be right up your alley. Like this, it just seemed
could
like
be
a
cool,
you know, documentary deep dive into different aspects of pop music.
I love it.
Lorde has announced her new album will not be released in the physical world. What she will be giving you, so and that's, you know, look, that's the way things are going. Nobody's going to buy a CD or an album these days, or a very small percentage of people will. People stream their music, and that's, we got to live with that. But what she's going to do, and by the way, that Solar Power song, what a song. So the story behind that is that she dived into Larry David, the guy behind Seinfeld. I don't know why. I don't know the whole story of how she knows this guy. She dives into his pool because they're friends, I guess. He likes 18-year-olds. I don't know.
Just rock stars in general.
I guess, right? They're just all rock stars. They hang
out
together.
There's no way she's with that guy.
No, there's no. I agree.
There's no freaking way.
So she
without crying.
She wrote this song. She said she dove in. She came up, and I don't know. Maybe the sun glinted off the solar panels on his roof, and she went, "Solar power, yeah." inspired by Larry David's pool. So the album is coming out August 20th. She says, the album's a celebration of the natural world and attempt at immortalizing the deep transcendent feelings I have when I'm outdoors. I don't know how different a New Zealand accent is from an Australian. In times of heartache, grief, deep love, or confusion, I'd look to the natural world for answers.
This you know, I haven't watched, what's his show? Is it just the Larry David show?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, Curb Your Enthusiasm, right.
You'd love that show.
I know, and I have seen it, and I've seen some of it. I haven't followed it from start to finish, but one of the things I remember, he was like the first guy with a Prius.
Yes.
It was featured on his show, and it
absolutely
was a thing.
Absolutely featured on his show. He's very eco-conscious.
So it's likely he does have a big solar program running
at his
house.
That's what I was thinking, right? Like, she pops up, and she's inspired to write solar power based on his house. It's maybe mm-hmm. he had a wind turbine, too, and he's going through the whole thing. Oh, this and that, and I'm saving the world one house at a time if you can buy a $20 million house. So what she's going to send out is something called a music box. So you can buy her album, but you get this little box. She says it's 100% biodegradable. It includes exclusive visual content, handwritten notes, photos, and a download card for the album. Oh. So basically you're buying the album and you get this little gift box. But she said, I didn't want to make something that would end up in a landfill in 2 years. But more than that, I wanted to make something that symbolized my commitment to asking questions of our systems. What the hell am I doing? And making stuff with intention and sensitivity. I'm not sure what accent that is, but my apologies, it's Lord. Right. Nice ass crack. It. Forsters!
It's Australian for beer, mate.
Yep, like that. So there will be a very limited vinyl release of the album. But it's this little music box that she's given you. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
For the record, very few of us have actually been to New Zealand or can nitpick your accent.
Thank you, but I'm sure there are enough people who are like, that's not what Kiwi sound like. Murky water.
Murky water.
Water. Water. Murky water. Australia. Anyway, yeah, sorry, wrong island. Green Day played a surprise gig. Well, members of Green Day as their band, The Cover-Ups.
Oh, okay.
They played this past Thursday at a club as it reopened in Oakland. They call it an Oakland dive bar, and these guys jumped on stage and to celebrate, and everyone's hoping that everything will stay open and the world is open again, and some of Green Day is on stage, and...
That's awesome. Great.
Imagine you went, you're like, that's it. We can go out. Let's go to that dive bar we like. And then all of a sudden, Billy Joe and Mike Dirnt and a bunch of other randos are on stage. The Cover-Ups. I'd be like, oh my God.
Are setting up regular little amps and guitars with chords and just doing it old school.
Oh, they're crammed on this tiny little stage.
That
it's great.
Super fun to see.
You'd be like, this must be my lucky day. Mm-hmm. It's called the Golden Bowl, this little... They call it a dive bar, but it actually looks like a pretty nice stage. So, anyway, they're open. The world is opening up, Vin. And that's going to do it for me, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Well, speaking of the world opening up, I've got your bucket list travel list.
Oh.
As we sort of have an opportunity to split and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.